minutes. But first, we did an XFL segment a couple of segments ago. And of course, this league is being run by Vince McMahon. He of the wrestling world fame. And apparently, he's got some of his wrestlers that are going to be helping him on the football side of things. So let's open the door and welcome in one of those guys to the studio.
Oh, man, look at this.
Excuse me. You want to turn his mic on there, Jared? Yeah, there we go.
I am the official wrestler of the ticket. It's me, the biggest and the baddest, Dick Glover.
Yes, we recognize you. Yeah. It's the great Dick Glover.
That's right. I've gone by many names in my wrestling career. I used to be Ball Bruiser and Labia Kicker.
Jeez.
But now it is me, Dick Glover. I've been a good guy. I've been a bad guy. I've been a woman. I've been an Iranian. I've been a transgender communist. But now I'm America's favorite wrestler. Look at the gun show of Big Dick Glover.
That's not that great a gun show you're putting on right now. Now, what are you going to do for the XFL?
It's time to ask yourself, do you feel the feeling? That's what me, the one that is Dick Glover, is preparing for you to experience.
Yes, your famous catchphrase.
My catchphrase, yes.
Workshop.
I'm the people's champion because I am every man. I'm just like you. You are just like me. We're all Dick Glovers in some sense.
All right. What are you going to be doing for Vince McMahon's XFL?
Which one's George?
That's me.
George, there's no doubt you're a Big Dick Glover.
I barely know you.
I am George Dunham, and George Dunham is a Dick Glover.
No. I wouldn't say that. I don't think we're that close.
I float like a butterfly, sting like something that flies around and stings stuff. I am Dick Glover.
Well said.
Mr. McMahon is bringing me over from the WWE to help run the XFL, and I'm going to help out the Dallas Renegades.
Okay, good. We're going to have you here locally.
Like marketing? Or
Dallas, isn't it time you had a team run by a true Dick Glover? If I was running the Cowboys, it would be no Zeke holdout. I would put Zeke in one of my patented testicular torsion mouth holds.
He would.
He would scream for mercy within 20 seconds and sign the deal. And hold his deal. Sign a new deal that's reasonable.
Boy, I do want you to run the Cowboys now.
Yeah.
It's time for Zeke to play ball.
Okay.
It's time for Zeke to ask himself, do I, Zeke, feel the experience that Dick Glover is trying to impart to me?
Man, your sayings are really long.
Let me show you one of my moves, Dunham. Come here.
All right.
I'm going to show you.
Watch out, George.
Don't hurt me.
I'm going to show you my patented signature butt replacement anus twist. Come here. Get that.
Ouch. Ouch. Ow. That hurt.
Did that? It looked like it hurt.
You shouldn't grab another man there.
Yeah. When was the last time your anus went 180?
I don't know. I don't know, but don't do that.
I don't think. I just act on pure ball-bruising instincts. You think when Mozart sat down to paint, you think he thought about anything? No, he just wrote poetry.
Well, music.
Music.
Oh, yeah, whatever. Can I promote my appearance?
Sure.
Okay.
I'm promoting the new Dallas Renegade team down at Wild Detectives Bookstore.
Okay. That's an odd place for this.
You and Bob Stoops.
Yeah, me and Bob Stoops, we're having a sip and read with a wrestling exhibition afterwards. And Stoop wears the visor.
Stoops, okay. Yeah, I'm putting an S on that.
The experience with the ball bruiser, Dick Glover.
Okay.
Bye-bye, Dick. Boy, there that's great to have him involved.
Yeah, he's got a lot of energy. He may sell a few tickets.